As most students hotly anticipate the welcome reprieve of the weekend this Friday afternoon, certain Musqueam, Esquiau-7mesh, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nation youths will be preparing to exercise their brains further in a business-focused youth camp. Traveling program Bears Lair Youth Dream Camps, due to set up shop at the Chief Joe Mathias Center in West Vancouver, gives Indigenous youth between the ages of 11 and 17 a taste of life as an entrepreneur. The three-day event meanders through all steps of creating a business, from the early stages of concept inception, name-giving and determining a target audience, to the later tasks like creating a marketing strategy and managing the costs. It's really inspiring, because a lot of the youth involved don't know much about business until they get into this, said Cetacea, Gina Jackson, leader of the project. It teaches how business works in today's world, how to market and how to have a real appreciation for our economy and economics through creating economies within our own communities, either on a grassroots level or on a regional, national or global level. The initiative spawned from Jackson's 2022 TV show Bear's Lair, a Dragon's Den and Shark Tank-esque business pitching program but with Indigenous judges, and Indigenous contestants from all across the country. Jackson, from the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, worked with the Esquiau-7mesh Iqaluit, Squamish Nation, in various business development roles for over a decade prior, and had long wanted to make members of the wider communities, young and old, aware that such business-focused opportunities were available to them, too. Unlike the dog-eat-dog world of business-focused reality TV, Jackson said her show is built around a kind, uplifting environment, and the youth programs, which have already taken residence in Ontario, Vancouver Island and Fraser Valley, are made in the same vein. The youth camps also culminate in a pitching session, where students talk through the making of their business concept via 5-minute, pre-filmed video slots. On the fourth day, a graduation ceremony welcomes family and friends to view the students' presentations, an event which often leaves parents beaming, said Jackson. The leadership is proud, and the children are so proud of what they have accomplished. More than just newfound business acumen, students come away with bolstered skills in areas like public speaking, team building and the ability to take on constructive criticism, she said. And should the new generation of Jim Pattisons want to venture further into the business world following their camp experience, Jackson assures there is much in the way of aftercare and support to ensure they can do so properly. We are always available for contact, we're going to be having reunions with the graduates of the class, and really following them in their journeys. Jackson hopes the next time she brings the program to West Vancouver the students will be at a stage where they can take on the role of facilitator or mentor for the next generation. These youth are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, whether they run for leadership in council, whether they go into a business administration program for post-secondary, or whether they choose to become an entrepreneur on their own territory, she said. Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/monakerlazenby.